You guys, I am so excited. My new course on behavior, the Practical Behavior Approach, is officially done and ready to go. Enrollment is only open until April 30th. And if you are someone who is supporting a child with frequent challenging behaviors, listen in because this course is for you. This course was designed for any teacher, special ed or gen ed, clinician or parent working with a child with frequent negative behaviors. This course is going to prepare you with a comprehensive toolbox. You're going to have all the tools you need to prevent problem behaviors, respond when problem behaviors happen, and to build those missing skills. We go in depth into why behavior happens, looking at contributing factors like diagnosis, trauma, anxiety, and sensory needs. This is truly a cohesive course where strategies are rooted in the science of applied behavior analysis, but also rooted in trauma-informed practices. So you're going to have both perspectives to develop this really robust framework of strategies that is truly going to be effective. So if you are feeling burnt out, overwhelmed, or out of answers on how to support your kids, click on the link in the show notes and learn a little bit more about this course and how the training and all of the downloads and tools are going to really help support you on this journey to helping your child be successful. I can't fully express how excited I am to get this course in your hands. Click on the link in show notes. Let me know if you have any questions. And when you get started, let me know how it goes. Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper Podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism. Welcome back to the Autism Helper summer series on hot takes. This summer, I am sharing short episodes on unexpected or maybe unpopular opinions. And today, I am sharing my most controversial opinion ever. Get ready. Are you ready for it? It's about laminating. Yeah, my most controversial opinion is about laminating. Oh my gosh. Whenever I post about this on Instagram, on TikTok, people get wild. People have very heated opinions on Velcro and laminating. Now, my very controversial opinion here is that I do not pre-cut pieces out. Now, if you're a special ed teacher, you know exactly what I mean. If you're like, what are you talking about? Pre-cut. So when you have, let's say, an adapted book or PEX pictures or schedule pieces that are small boxes, there are two options. You can cut out all the little boxes, all little pieces. You can lay them on the laminating page and put them through and then cut them again. So you're cutting twice, right? You cut the piece out, lay them down, put them through, cut them out again. Or you can put the whole page in, laminate it, and then cut them out, right? So you're cutting once. Now, you may be thinking, why would you cut twice? The argument for cutting twice is that the sealed edge is fully around the piece, and when you cut it, it doesn't open, so it's going to last longer. The argument for not pre-cutting is that, you know, if you cut it once, it takes less time, and then people are going to say, well, it could open up then. Now, I have laminated probably like thousands of pages of things in my life. I have never, to preface this all, I have never had a school laminator. I never worked in a school or a clinic or anything that had a big laminator. I've always had a personal laminator, not because like, oh my gosh, I'm so bougie, I have a personal laminator. That's just all I ever had, right? I did a donor's choose, like my first year teaching for a laminator, and that's what I've used. So I've always used a personal laminator, and I use either 3 mil or 5 mil pages. I typically use 3 mil if it's like an adapted book. That's like a thinner laminating. For schedule pieces, PEX pictures, things are going to be touched quite often. I use 5 mil, which is a thicker laminating.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I have never once in the thousands of pieces I've laminated pre-cut. I've always put the whole piece of paper in the laminating pouch, put it through the laminator, and then cut out after. I have worked with extremely high need students with sensory needs, with like drool, things like that. And even with all of those things that are touched every single day, like schedule pieces, they do not open up. I mean, eventually 6 months into the year, yeah, we got to get fresh pieces, but you would have had to anyways. But they do not open up right away. They cannot be peeled when you have your own personal laminator that gets hot. Cutting through does not open it up. And I literally promise you, I'm telling you this as someone that's, I feel like I'm basically an expert laminator, right? If you laminate thousands of pages. I mean, this is just funny right now that I'm doing a podcast episode on laminating, but this is how controversial it is. Now, if you have a school laminator, because I don't have experience with that, I could see that maybe if the film is not that thick, it doesn't get that hot, it doesn't seal as much, that maybe you do need to pre-cut those pieces. Okay, that would be my one caveat here. Now, if you have a cold laminator, you should just absolutely throw that away. That's not going to work. Cold laminating is like not a thing. Sorry, it does not work. And then you would definitely have to pre-cut. But I recommend go on Amazon. There's laminators that are like in the $50 range. Go to Donors Choose, set up a grant for a laminator and laminating pouches, and test this out. If you are someone that has always cut twice, this is my challenge for you this summer, is to just try out the cutting once method. Because it saves you so much time. And I think it also saves you kind of space on laminating because you can fit more in because you have that page full of pieces. You don't have to cut and then lay them all out nice. And then you have the risk of them overlapping, right? So if you've been someone that has always cut twice, have a personal laminator and try it. Because again, as I'm saying, as someone that is laminating tons and tons of things, I promise it does not open up if you have a personal laminator that gets nice and hot, and you can use 3 mil or 5 mil, same thing. Don't pre-cut. Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.